Talking about the inside part of the tire, you know, the part of the tire that inflates?
Yeah, tube.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Do they have those things much anymore?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of them, yeah. Still of course, a lot of them is these, what they call tubeless tire.
Right. Yes, sir. When you went, I meant to ask you about fishing. When you went fishing, did you like to fish mostly from the boat or from the...
No, I'd rather fish from the bank. Mm-hmm.
Any particular reason?
No. Well, of course, sitting in a boat tired me a whole lot.
Oh, I see. Nothing to lean against.
Right? That's right.
Yeah. Let me ask you about this expression. Say if a man had bought himself a new boat and he was going to try it out, he might take it down the water. And as he's putting the boat in the water, what would he call himself doing when he's putting the boat in the water?
He's launching it.
Launching the boat.
Yeah.
I see. Well, people around here, when they go fishing, what kind of boat would they use to go fishing in, just in a lake or pond?
Mostly aluminum boat.
Mm. Let's see. Would that be one that you use a motor on, or one?
Uh huh.
Mm. Not one that you use paddles with.
Well, it's just in these ponds they paddle it, but they go in on this river anywhere they use a motor.
I see. Well, do you ever hear people use the word rowboat much?
Oh, yeah. But that's about the thing of the past, that rowboat.
Mm. I was wondering if you'd ever heard of a type of boat around here called a John boat or skiff or bateau.
Oh, yeah. What did you used to have these little, they call them river boats, a skiff. Well, what I mean by that is made out of a wide board and it's made narrow at each end where there's easy paddle.
Yes.
That's when they put them on these big racks of logs. That's what they'd paddle a rope out to the hill with to tie it to a tree to check it to stop for the night somewhere.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. That rope is big, it is heavy. Most time inch rope.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Have you ever been in that situation?
No, sir. No.
Does it bother you to get on the water, or
no?
Just don't care anything about it?
Mm-mm. Mm-hmm.
I see. Say, if a woman was going to make herself a dress, what would she probably call that little piece of material that she'd take to town with her to make sure she got the right kind?
Pattern.
Beg pardon?
Pattern.
Oh, right.
Or a sample.
Yes, sir. I see. Or say if a woman was working around the kitchen, she'd probably wear something around her waist.
An apron.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
You ever seen the kind that came up on
the cartoon? Yeah.
Or around here, you'd just call this thing that I'm writing with, that would just be a regular
pen, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And used to, I believe that babies' diapers were held up by using if you had a baby, you'd hold up his diaper together with...
Yeah, diaper pin, or a safety pin.
I understand they don't even have to use those anymore.
Oh, no, they got to where they stick them together, these pampers now.
Right. What about nowadays you'd say that a dime is worth...
Oh, Lord, it ain't worth much.
But used to be worth...
Oh, I'd say it'd be worth about 4 cents.
Mm-hmm. But it's supposed to be worth?
Yeah.
10?
Yeah, it's supposed to be worth 10 cents, but it ain't.
Talking about clothes, what would you say that a man's three-piece suit consists of?
Oh, a coat, pants, and a vest.
Mm-hmm.